Hi, this is David from Obscure Reference Games, and I've been kidnapped by Legends of Tabletop. Please send help.
Hey, everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Okay. So, vehicle number one is the Blood Angel Transport?
Yeah.
Right?
God damn, well, these Space Marine quotes are pretty lengthy. I gotta find some punchy ones.
Number two is the Dark Angel Transport, and number three are the Storm Warden.
Is that right? Yeah.
Two, Storm Warden on number two.
Oh, Storm Warden's on number two. Okay.
Yeah, Gregor is my gunner.
Okay, so that was the one that was stuck on the middle of the bridge just now.
Three was on the bridge. We were the ones that got swarmed, I thought.
Space Wolf was on the bridge.
Oh, okay. So the third vehicle in the line is the one that was on the bridge. Okay.
Yep.
You're about halfway across Calistria. You're on the main street, almost ready to turn onto the avenue that will take you into Portica. Where the Portica is the last district where the spaceport
is. Clearly nothing else can go wrong.
The last vehicle in line, something goes wrong. The vehicle slews wildly to the left and crashes into a building.
It's a good thing we put the Tech Marine on that one.
Yes.
It slows, and it doesn't do any damage. Sure, it crunches the breaks the windows on the front of the building, but there's no... there's no danger to anybody.
I'm pretty sure with the vice grip servo claw, it would take a lot more than a car crash to get you off the roof of that thing there.
You can hop down and investigate the carnage.
Pretty sure there's actually rules for that.
Make an awareness test from the turret?
Sure. Everybody, you can roll awareness.
04 against 52.
I fail.
You can't really see what's going on, but it's pretty obvious that the tires on the left side of the truck have all gone flat.
Ah.
Neil, from your vantage on the ground, it seems that the flesh borer basically ate through them, given enough time.
VHRIDL asks if there are additional tires for the vehicle.
Geez, I should have done more research before I started this. Of course they're equipped with additional wheels. Well, even if they're not, they are eight-wheeled transports, and you could probably steal a couple of wheels off the other ones. You know, turn. So there's four flat ones.
The Tech Marine has little new ones out of stone for us.
But you could turn every transport and, you know, take two off of every transport and make yours work again.
And you could hold both up at the same time.
Allow it.
Okay. The other transports turn around. You were last in line, so they got a little further than you did. They turn around and take up defense. Where did you lose me?
I lost at if Brother Lucian will allow requisition of tires from the other transport.
Yeah, well, yeah, if everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, I think we can drive just fine for the next couple of blocks with only four out of six wheels.
I can actually fly,
Six out of eight.
Do I need to make checks on this, or strength check, or...
You can roll in and... I guess roll against...
Tech use.
Yeah, it's tech use.
I think you need to roll a strength check for you. It says your claw can lift a rhino transport, so.
Yeah, rhinos are favorite chimeras. All right.
I got an ought 2 out of 60.
Okay. You.
Wait a second. How did we end up with five wheels of truck? How did that happen?
The other two transports have gotten a little further, so the drivers bring them back into the loving embrace of Tech Marine Zahariel. And he works with the speed of a well-trained pit crew, switching out tires. He seems to have packed his impact wrench attachment for his servo arm, and he successfully changes all the tires with absolutely no problem.
Let's move quickly, brothers.
Bring to make you guys walk from here, but I guess that didn't work. Okay.
well done, brother.
All right, you're back underway. And you reach the spaceport with no further problems. Upon entering into the spaceport, it is a this field is full of wreckage. There is one landing platform that has not been destroyed. It is about 20 meters above the spaceport. It is connected to the ground by ramps. The landing zone area is about 100 meters across. It is roughly a square. It's filled with debris, like shattered transport containers, burnt vehicles. There's a couple of Prometheum trucks, your three Chimeras, and the remnants of a PDF unit that have been attempting to hold the spaceport. They have two Tarantula sentry guns that are armed with twin heavy bolters.
Awesome. Brother Zahariel, check the platform. Brother Scold, come with me. We'll reinforce the troops.
Let's go.
The landing zone, like I said, is about 100 meters across. It has four entrances.
Do I roll awareness or tech use to determine if these are all fully operational?
What are fully operational?
The tarantulas.
They are fully operational. The guns are cracking.
Make sure the platform works first. You know, check the struts. If the Tyranid sawed the beams on the platform so that when the frigate comes down, it just crashes, you know, I want to know about it beforehand.
It is, you examine with a practice eye, it is perfectly secure. It is solid as a rock.
All equipment is accounted for and fully operational, Brother Lucien.
Brilliant.
So,
all right.
There are four entrances to the landing zone. There's a mag railhead at the north end. There is a very wide roadway to the east. That's the one you came in through. I'm sorry, you came in from the west. There's a broad roadway that leads east, this small western roadway. And to the south, there is another sort of a... it's a connecting passage to another section of the spaceport. It leads to other platforms that have been destroyed.
All right. Then let's order some reinforcements here. Brother Zahariel, seal the small roadway. We won't need to be going back out. Brother Sephram, take some of the heavy machines with you and guard the wide roadway. Other brothers, spread out. Scold, you come with me, and we'll make sure those troopers aren't going to freak out.
You got it. Should we get some of the troopers that have come with us to help clear the platform while we set up a cordon?
I thought the platform was clear. It was just the area around it.
Oh, okay.
The vox array, your vox crackles, and you hear an unfamiliar voice.
Kill Team Epsilon,
please respond.
This is Kill Team Epsilon responding.
This is Captain Grayson of the 227th Stormtroopers. Shit, you guys holding up okay?
Yes, sir. We are secure.
Excellent. The Tyranid spore clouds above the city prevented the shuttle from landing in the landing zone. We had to set down about 100 clicks south of the city. I am en route, Valkyrie transports, with a group of my best men, ETA 30 minutes. Can you hold out that long?
Of course. I will give him an estimate on our evac numbers, too. You know, do a head count, see if they can get everybody out.
Very good. That's within our lifting capacity.
Excellent.
Grayson out.
Okay, so.
Son of a bitch!
Hey, at least we don't actually have to go outside. I thought we were going to have to leave again, you know?
Yeah, really.
Suck.
Okay. So, the NPCs, NPCs, ha ha ha, the nobles, Sindala.
Stay in the car.
They actually all pile out now that the transports have stopped, and they see the landing platform and they ascend. They walk up, run up one of the ramps, and wait at the top, as far away from anything that could hurt them as possible.
I will take a moment to talk to Brother Gregor. Brother Gregor, would you be so kind as to make sure that the nobles perform the least sniper bait worthy duty that they can while they're standing up there on the elevated point at the center of this array?
it's wide enough where somebody on the ground isn't really going to be able to.
Oh, good. They're like in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like pretty guys line along the row, like, hey, what's going on over here?
They can hide very
okay,
well.
Okay, good. Okay, we'll let them be then.
I have babysit as a trained skill, so.
Okay.
Good spread application there, Gregor.
We
should keep the mayor with us too.
Roll perception.
Everybody.
Sure. Uncomfortable with the perception rolls you've got to make.
One degree of success.
99.
The sky above you is growing noticeably darker.
Apparently,
and anybody who succeeded by more than one degree can make out clicking and chittering noises, like 1,000 insectoid limbs are headed your direction.
Just the limbs?
Well, you assume they're attached to bodies, but I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Somebody want to give me somebody who's passed their perception roll, want to give the leader a little bit of an indicator which way we should be defending from?
Sephiron, if they're not just limbs now, they will be after they meet your bolter. By the way, Brother Sephiron, would you like to make a weapon skill check to unjam that bolter you jammed?
Ballistic skill or weapon skill?
Oh, I'm sorry, ballistic skill. You're correct.
58. Yeah, I did it.
Okay, you clear the pesky non-functioning bolt shell, and your turret was functional again. You guys have those Marines who passed inform you that you have probably about 10 minutes before you have any serious enemy activity. Anything you'd like to do to reinforce?
Oh, I got a whole list of stuff. Anybody want
so
to go first
I was,
before I start dictating?
I was originally sealing off the Western Pass. Is that assumed to have been sealed?
Was sealed with what?
Whatever I can grab.
There's a number of destroyed cargo loaders, cargo 8 transports, any number of wrecked vehicles you can move over there. There are a couple of intact Promethium trucks, and there's a railhead.
Well, I've got a plan for those.
There's any number of things that you could, if you want to build a fort, if you want to build a wall, wall off the western entrance, you can do that very easily.
I would do that with whatever may not necessarily be useful or, like, okay. I don't want to use the Promethium trucks, but, like, anything I could drag or push easily.
Plenty of wrecked vehicles. Okay. Zahariel is in constructor mode. He obviously didn't play with his Lego set enough as a child. So he's doing it now with real vehicles. Okay.
All right.
What else?
I want Gregor and Zada to move the two Promethean trucks onto the eastern pathway, the wide road, one well down the road and one right by the gate. Oh, and check that they actually have Promethean in them before you finish the parking job, because the plan kind of relies on that.
One vehicle is about a quarter full. The other is about two-thirds full.
Put the quarter full one closer.
Yes, sir, right away.
Delightful. All right, so since I'm dictating, Scold, why don't you go talk to the Marines, share a drink, make sure that they're going to be okay, and then have them set up the spider guns close to the north.
All right, will do. I'll break out the cigars.
Sweet.
Scold, do you want to run a roll of Common Lore War?
Sure. Ought 3 against, what is this, intelligence 40.
Okay. You have, there's a magnetic, it's a mag rail, railhead.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, there is of course a control panel here, and you assume that somewhere down the mag rail line there is probably a train car. And if you knew somebody who had some kind of technical skill, they might be able to bring you a freight train.
So after carousing with the troops, I'll go over to Zahariel and say, I believe that there might be a rail car further down the rail line here. Do you think you'd be able to bring it up with the controls?
No, I can see what I can do.
I think it would be beneficial to block off this area. And that would probably be the best way.
I got a 67 out of 60.
On for your tech use?
Yeah.
Yep, there's a train down there. What do you want to, what were you trying to do? Were you trying to summon it?
Yes.
You're confident that it's on the way?
It's on the way, brother.
You're not sure how long it's going to take to get here, but, yep, you issued the call command.
Excellent. I'll inform Brother Lucian.
A train, you say? What's on it?
Well, we'll find out when it arrives.
Ah, wonderful.
Tyranid, it's cool.
The Tyranid just placed this massive bio-explosives on it, so we thought it'd be cool.
Is it Soul Train?
Yeah, it's carrying a load of disco balls.
Just roll tracks. Okay, so then the south, what was the south passage? I mean, was it just another narrow road, or it was,
No, it's the passageway that leads to another wrecked landing zone.
Oh, to another platform. To another...
That seems very open at the moment.
Well, yeah, the idea of,
Did you place the tarantula guns?
I was going to put the tarantula guns to the north, but now that we know there's a train coming that way, let's have the tarantula guns placed to the south.
Okay.
Okay, and I would like to have everybody start hauling gear. I want a two-layered defense at best. I mean, just make sure there's cover positions so that we can get in cover in the middle zone, and then I want a solid degree of cover at the base of the platforms leading up to the space platform in the event that we need to make a retreat. That way we can go back to secondary cover.
Okay. So the western roadway, I'm just detailing so I know this. You called the train for the north one. It's on the way, but you don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
You have sentry guns, the tarantula sentry guns, which are servitor crewed, by the way. Those are facing south. And you have the Prometheum truck. I don't know what your intentions are there.
The truck
you have those. They're not blocking off the western roadway, but they're parked in a staggered pattern off to the west.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like shooting a propane tank, basically.
No, I was just
didn't you?
I was speaking facetiously. I'm sure you don't have anything other than those sitting there. You don't have the entrance blocked. You just have those trucks sitting there innocently. What have That's you done with the Chimera transports? They are not
positioned for secondary guns.
They're not. Yeah, they're perfectly functional from a cover armor standpoint.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't have a lot of life, usable life as far as using them as vehicles goes.
Let's go ahead and we've got three of them. I want to place one at the. We've sealed the small road, but I'm not totally confident about that. We'll park one on the west base of the west ramp. We'll park one on the base of the north and the east ramps. That way we have full auto stationary implants on all sides because the spider guns are covering the south. And that way they can serve as retreat cover so we won't have to move as much rubble. We can consolidate more of it in the other directions.
Okay.
All right.
Zahario will suggest potentially lining them just a triangle at the base of the platform for pickup as our secondary cover to retreat to, but that's up to Brother Lucian.
I've just been assuming that there were four ramps up onto the platform, one in each direction.
There are.
Oh, okay.
There's also an elevator at the northwest corner.
Yeah, because you were talking about like putting all three of them up on top of the platform.
Well, I was thinking that it wasn't as spread out as that, that there was some kind of central access point to move up to the platform.
The elevator.
But if it's,
there's an elevator,
but
it isn't running. There's no electricity.
Yeah, so at this point, then that doesn't matter. I was thinking if it was more of a platform where there was a central pylon or anything, you could put the
train. Oh yeah, I would totally defend that if we could, but it looks like
that is not an option. Yeah, so I agree then.
So then let's examine here. Sephram has massive full auto capability. Do I have any other Marines with heavy weaponry? aside from you as a hero?
No.
Just the chimeras.
That'll be fine. Okay. Does everybody have their... Everybody except for Zeta has a regular bolter, too. Their standard issue. You're an assault marine, so you're special. Zeta didn't request anything specific?
No.
Dang.
I have my sword, so...
Yeah, we'll put you with somebody. You and me. You and me, man. Sword to sword. Yeah, let's spread everybody out. I'd like to make sure we've got some people close enough to the west road that if the cover fails, they can do that. So we'll put a guardsman on the western gun so that we at least have somebody manning it, but we'll leave our marines to the more open paths. Now, who's the best single shot?
Probably not I.
Yeah,
I have a 45 ballistic.
It's probably the tactical, one of the tactical marines.
Yeah, I was thinking either Gregor or Skold.
Yeah, my base is 55, so.
Yeah, Gregor has 48, so that's better.
All right, Skold, in case you hadn't figured it out already, my plan is to let them come up the east road and then blow up the Promethean tanks.
I got it.
Yeah, the further one away first, and then the second one right up on top of us. That's why I put the less charged one right near us. So the wide road, is there a gate or anything there? Like, if I detonated the Promethean truck right at the gate, would it collapse rubble onto the road?
If you detonated a Promethean truck at the gate, the rubble is going to be blown away from the center of the explosion.
Right, that's why I put the smaller one towards us, so it wouldn't throw as much stuff at us at the platform.
There isn't like an archway overhead that you could collapse down onto the... No.
What kind of video game is this?
Sorry. It's not Tetris.
Oh, well, I'm sure there will be convenient obstacles from space to fall in our way. We'll just fill it with bodies.
Okay.
So I think I'm just about tacticked out there, guys. The last thing I'm going to do is have everybody dig in when we get started. Enter squad mode and use the tactic.
Okay. You call for a dig in. As the skies get dark and the air is suddenly filled with falling biomatter. It burns exposed skin on contact. It's sort of an irritant, not actually damaging. But it's no fun. And it sounds like every Tyranid you have ever heard of is converging in your position. In fact, there seems to be some activity to the west.
I got to roll for flashbacks here.
But there is...
Oh! I'm back in
Are some experimental taps and bangs on Zahariel's barrier to the west. Mm-hmm. And a horde appears crossing the railhead. Why don't we all roll initiative?
Are they riding the train?
No. They're Hormagon. They're swarming in on all
four. I just had this vision of like a bunch of Tyranid hanging off the side of a train car, beer cans in hand. Yeah!
Stefan got a 6 on initiative.
Gregor also has a 6.
Okay.
Skold got a 12.
Nice.
Lucian has a 9.
Zahariel, 11.
Zeta has 10.
Okay, the Hormagon Horde does not have any ranged attacks, and given that they're just crossing in now, they are about 50 meters away from anyone facing from the center underneath the platform. They're about 50 meters away. So, Brother Skull, you can act first.
Yeah, and there's...
I would have said everybody at the middle, and then as the threats become clear, everybody can rush to the area they feel most obliged to go to.
All right, so there's nothing coming from the direction of the Promethean trucks other than just some tapping and random...
The Promethean trucks, I understand the Promethean trucks are to the east?
Yeah, they're on the wide road. The tapping's to the west.
Nothing there. So. Tapping's coming from the barrier.
Okay. Well, I'll go full auto with the bolter then and take a half action to aim so that gives me plus 40. Okay. So I'm rolling against 95.
Can't have action on a full auto.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a four-round action, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's plus 20 anyway.
It's
basically the same thing.
It's a magnitude 30 horde, so you're plus 30.
Okay. So 30 for that, 20 for the auto. I got plus 10 for the bolter.
And plus 10 because of the oath.
All right, so what did that work out to be? 50, 60, 70?
70, plus 70. Yeah.
So I'm rolling against 125. And I rolled a 14.
Yet you can only get 4 hits.
Yeah. All right, that's bad, huh? Okay.
Oh,
total
wow.
damage of 5.
All right, you kill some Hormigons.
Nice.
Brother Zahariel.
You just kill them all,
I'm
or you want to save some
my...
friends?
Yeah, I'm going to frag missile, lock and load.
God.
And so that's going to be, what, plus 10, plus 30, plus, what was the plus 20 for?
There's
full
there's
auto.
A plus 20
for
somewhere.
Full auto in your single.
Okay, so I don't get that. So I only get, what is that,
plus
85 40. I'm rolling against on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, rolling against an 85.
Yes. Well, you're at least...
I got a 23, so...
Okay.
So that is blast, what is that, 23,
eight.
8 plus blast 8 plus devastating 1. Does devastating
God.
Do something to hordes, but...
It's bad. Okay.
Yeah. I'm covered in pieces of Tyranid.
No, you would be if you were closer. There, the ground is covered in pieces of Tyranid.
Instead, I just, laugh maniacally.
Okay, Brother Zada.
Okay, the bonuses are about the same as they were last time, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I rolled a 21 against 85, and I made my three shots.
Okay. You splatter some Hormigons. Brother Lucian.
I also will, let's see. Actually, I'm not going to go all the way over there because... I don't want to put everybody on one side, so I'm going to stay facing the eastern road. Are they within 100 meters?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will stay facing the eastern road, but I will still shoot at them from where I am.
Okay.
Full auto. Oh, yeah, I got a 12, so that's 4 hits, plus 1 for explosive, 5 more.
Okay, and Brother Gregor and Brother Sephirin.
Oh, my God.
Brother Gregor, you're going to fire?
Ooh. No, Brother Gregor's going to jam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that, dude.
Okay, Brother Gregor's bolter emits an ominous glow. What did you roll, man?
A 96. And
okay.
I still hit.
Okay, ominous click. No misfire, just an ominous click.
Oh.
Why couldn't you get a reliable bolter?
Is that
Could
a full action?
A
to clear the jam? I think it's half.
Yeah. Okay.
This
you
is,
should
this
be
is
ashamed,
why last
brother.
Weapons actually are nice.
Yeah.
No jamming on last weaponry.
Brother Sephiron?
What kind of shape is this horde in?
Much reduced.
Not much of what?
Trying
it's
to figure out
what's
worth my while doing
about,
it.
About a quarter of its original size.
I imagine most of it's airborne at this point.
Does it get here within the next round?
What's that?
Will it get here within a round?
Get to you within a round?
Or get to us?
They move it, yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll shoot at it.
Okay.
So I'm rolling against 120.
Get a 20.
I got 87. That's terrible, but... Three degrees.
Okay.
Three degrees.
Okay.
Plus 1 for explosive.
And then,
explosive,
yeah,
one.
He's got a bonus for unrelenting devastation, too.
Yay!
Okay. Yeah.
3 damage rolls? Or no, it's a horde. It doesn't matter.
No, it's a horde. Yeah. You don't need damage. Okay.
It'd be almost like the first part of Helm's Deep, when everything's going really good, and then Theoden's like, is this all you got?
Okay, the remains of that horde break and run.
Cool.
They do not attack, so it's round 2, and they're fleeing.
Are these are we talking about actual rounds, just a couple of seconds, or are we in, minute by minute kind of thing?
No, this is about the first minute.
Okay, cool. Because 30 minutes of combat rounds is like 1,000 rounds.
You can just exterminate them. And it's only 20 because the first 10 minutes, you spent about 10 minutes fortifying. Okay, so the second round, you guys exterminate the horde. No problem.
Sure, we won't have any other problems after that.
Two groups of termagants show up. One is coming from the east.
I mean, they've got guns.
One is coming from the railhead. But there is a howling, screeching noise as the freight train shows up and plows into the horde from the north. The northern railhead is entirely blocked off by a derailed train now.
You're welcome.
Crashing, explosions. It's pretty awesome. So, there is a horde coming from the east. They are termagants. They are human-sized. They run on two legs, but they run sort of hunched over, so they're not, you know, they're not 6 feet tall. They're about four because they crouch.
Okay, Skold, we had this worked out. Team Ultra Wolf here. Wait till they're halfway, basically enveloping that first Promethean truck, and then light it up.
Termagants are always seen in vast numbers, sort of like the Hormagaunts, but they carry ranged weapons. And they are advancing, and they are about in the area of the Promethean truck.
Are they
Skuld's turn.
Are they just into the area, or are they starting to swarm? Like, if I wait till next round and delay, will they be past it?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to take the shot then.
You can wait until they are... I mean, they're advancing this whole time, so you can wait until they have surrounded that first Promethean truck.
Okay, I'll wait until the appropriate moment then, and then
take
the shot.
We can take a hit or two. That's why I told everybody to dig in. It doubles armor from cover.
Right. Okay. You want me to go full auto on it or just single shot?
Full auto. Okay. Spark it.
So and you're shooting at the truck?
At the truck.
Oh, and by the way... No, Zaharo, you're the backer up there.
Skold, what kind of ammunition are you using?
They're the Kraken rounds,
Kraken
I think.
Rounds.
Oh, okay. All right.
I rolled a 35 against whatever that was, 124.
That's stationary target that's not trying to get out of your way.
Okay, or it's not a horde, so I don't get that bonus. What kind of...
That Promethean truck blows sky high.
Excellent.
And envelops the horde in flames.
I let out.
It did turn out to be a recommissioned waste truck or something that just looked like a Promethean truck. That would have been awkward.
I assume you open the valve for a second to confirm its contents.
Oh, I told my Marines to.
It explodes. It's a bonfire. It's a giant beacon. And the horde is, if any survived, they didn't like being on fire and ran away.
I let out a battle cry, the wolf howl.
I worry about letting them know where we are if we weren't, you know, already being attacked by all the Tyranid on the planet.
Yeah.
As the flames die down, there are three Tyranid. They're not a horde. They are Tyranid elites. They stand about 8 feet tall. They have slashing claws. They carry ranged weapons. And they're approaching from the east. There are three of them.
We've got some big boys that made it through.
Everybody hold position. Anybody with full auto capability, just stay in cover, open up on them. Zeta, you and me.
All right.
As soon as they're in range. This is what we got these chain swords for.
Indeed.
Okay, Brother Zahariel.
Now I'm. How many actions is it to? I don't. I think I'm gonna switch from the missile launcher at this point.
Okay.
To the bolter if they're in range.
I would really prefer it if you just cracked one of those guys right in the dead center.
You can switch weapons.
I can.
You have mag locks on your suit. You can.
Switch. That's right.
You can switch weapons as a free action.
All right, I can... So how close are they together?
You're not gonna.
I'm debating frag versus crack.
Crack.
You're not.
Their armor is gonna be ridiculous. You've got no penetration with those frag missiles.
Yeah, that's true. I'll do a crack missile then, just to if Brother Lucien wants me to crack missile them, then so it shall be.
They're advancing in a triangle. There's center, who's a little closer, and the left and right are slightly behind him. Which one would you like to aim at?
With the center. Center.
Okay. They're all well within your range. It isn't just a question of bookkeeping. Okay.
Okay. 45. So I have just the 10 bonus, right? So against a 55, is that right?
Right. Yeah.
You have. Yeah, 10 for the.
Take the half action to aim.
Yeah, half action, aim. So then again, 65.
10 for the oath. Okay. 65.
Yeah, so
and
against 65. Thank God, 19.
Okay.
Against 65.
He will attempt to dodge.
All right.
Don't you hate it when they can do stuff?
The defeat point, undodgeable.
Yeah.
Killing blow. Oh, wait, that's only melee.
03. So
those fighting words.
The missile slam against the wall behind him. And Brother Zada.
Next time.
Do you have any idea how much those cost?
I'm going to take my action to start my frenzy.
Does that require
it takes
a
full round to prepare.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're psyching yourself up, injecting drugs or whatever it takes?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Brother Lucien. Brother Lucien? Daddy there.
Is he still...
Everybody can hear me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I turned my microphone off.
Oh.
I was eating my dinner, so I'm clicking my mic on and off, and I was just narrating my actions in great detail to myself. So I will switch. I will snap my bolter to my side. Pull my bolt pistol. So I have chainsword and bolt pistol, and I will file a semi-auto blast from my bolt pistol at the center target.
Okay.
While in cover. Ooh, 56 versus my 60 with semi-auto. That's 1 degree. I hit.
Okay.
And
you can roll the damage. I burned the dodge on the missile.
Yeah, I know. Oh! What are the odds of that? Okay, that's a total of 13 damage.
Okay. The bolter shell, you see the shell, it's a clean hit. He seems to shrug it off.
Oh,
You said 13 damage, what's the penetration?
13, yeah.
Penetration.
Not my best hit.
It's penetration 4?
Yep.
Okay. He seems to shrug it off. Okay, Brother Gregor, Brother Sephiron.
Okay, Gregor, I looked it up. It takes a full action to unjam.
Oh.
But I have to make a ballistic test first.
We had time.
There was time between. You could have done this last round, but go ahead and make the test.
Oh, okay. Oh, it won 19. That'll do it.
You did this. I'm going to rule that you did this while the Hormagaunt Horde was breaking. So you were ready to fire this time. You can take your turn as normal.
All right. Well, 19 ballistic skill.
No, but that was to jam the weapon. Did you roll again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll roll again. 54 against, 118.
Okay, so it's full auto. It's 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you need to roll some damage, because he's not a horde.
Okay. I guess it's not 118, because it's not the horde. My 20?
Plus 10 for the... plus 10 for your bolter mastery, plus 10 for the oath.
Yeah. Plus 20 for full auto.
Right. So you're at plus 40.
Yeah, okay. So I'm at 108. So
and
I hit him.
And you rolled a 54 out of 108?
Yeah.
All right, so it's still all four shells.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you hit him in the dead center of his body.
Yeah, all right, they're, just, so that they're is... individually rolled, so you know that's why I really wanted to get hit with a crack missile, because it's just one big hit.
Do I roll for each shell, or just do I just roll damage
yeah.
one?
You have to roll damage for each shell.
Oh, okay, so first is 17.
Okay.
16. 11. And 17.
Okay.
That was Gregor, right?
Yeah.
So you're using your crack shells or using your standard issue?
Standard, pen 5.
Damn!
Okay. Yeah,
armored target, man.
You definitely got a little bit. You got a good piece of him. And Brother Sephiroth.
I remember my training. I'll go for the one that's already dodged. I'm rolling against a 90. And I got 39.
Yes. Okay. 5 degrees.
Yep.
Well, I guess. So I roll 3.
And you got a, what did you say you rolled?
Sorry?
You're rolling against 90 and you rolled a, to attack?
39.
Okay.
That's literally his left foot.
Left leg.
Oh, really?
I mean, yep. it tracks up. There's actually a table that you follow for multiple locations on a full auto, so it's like leg, body, arm, body, but...
This is 2d10 plus 12, but I roll 3 and discard the lowest, right?
Exactly.
So they're all plus 12s, penetration 6. 9 plus 21 on the first one.
Okay.
18. I'll try and do this as quickly as possible. 27. Ooh.
God.
What? What's wrong?
He's not...
impossible, right? No.
What was that last one?
2 natural 10s.
Oh my
yes!
God.
Yes! Roll them both.
Do you want me to roll to confirm that one?
No, you don't.
You need to confirm their Xenos.
Yeah.
Oh, so I just roll another damage roll and add it on?
Roll both 10s again.
Both dice that came up 10, just roll them again.
A 7 and another 10.
Keep rolling 10.
Keep rolling 10. Spin.
And an 8.
Okay. Yeah. So you got 15 plus 30 for that last attack. 40. Holy shit.
The last round. Right down to the poster.
Yep, that's critical. You did like 30 points of critical damage. Pieces of the target's body fly in all directions, and he is torn into bloody gobbets by the attack.
The Emperor provides.
The middle one is Tyranid Paste.
All right.
Nice.
Time for phase two. This plan went perfectly.
Okay, I still have 2 elites. Elite warriors to use. And let's see. One is going to shoot at Sephiroth, and one is going to shoot at Zahariel.
I had that coming.
But you guys are in cover.
So their arms and body and arm and head are exposed, but their legs are behind. So any hit below like an 80 just hits the cover.
Yep. Yeah, they hit the vehicle that you're hiding behind. The wrecked vehicle. Nope, no hits. And we're back at the top of the order. Brother Skull.
All right, I'll shoot at the right-hand guy.
Oop. I got to check something else.
That's so sad. I rolled an ought-7 on my dodge.
Do you mean you rolled an ought-7 on your next attack, right?
That's correct, sir.
Actually, Skull, before that happens...
Okay.
The barricade that Zahariel so lovingly constructed collapses, and there is a Termagant horde there.
Fuck!
That's okay. This is part of the plan. This is why we've got everybody stacked up.
Okay, so you have two elites approaching from the east and a magnitude 30 horde from the west.
I take a shot at the right rear corner elite there.
Okay, the right elite.
Taking against 95. I rolled a 41.
Okay, that was single shot or is that full auto?
Full auto.
Okay, so that's all four.
All right. We got 10, 17 for the first one.
He failed his dodge.
Okay. Sorry. I guess I jumped the gun.
No. Go ahead.
17 for the first one. What is that? 9 and 7 is 16 and 7. 23 for the next one.
Wait, are you using the Kraken rounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still rolling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Only rolled 2. 17 and 7 is 24, and one of them is 10. So I add another 4, so it was a 28. And the last one.
Don't kill him. I got to get the
phase
2.
I thought that was the plan. 13 plus 7 and another 20.
Okay, he's mulch. His body ruptures under the pressure.
Okay, fine.
Those Kraken rounds must be the correct tools for this job, because he's dead.
I let out another howl.
I got to give it up for you there, Space Wolf. Not bad.
Okay, Brother Zahariel. There's a horde that just patiently constructed
frag grenade,
wall.
Frag missiles.
And you have one elite advancing from the west. Or from the east, I mean.
You go deal with the horde.
I will swing around with the frag missiles. And teach them a lesson for ruining my handiwork.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't
what
have
size?
You don't have to worry about rearranging.
Magnitude 30. Plus 30.
Okay.
Plus 30 for the 30 size.
30 plus 10, so that's an 85 I'm rolling against. And I got a 19.
Cool.
So that is... what was that?
You could use your half action to relocate after you fire.
Oh. Sure.
No, I'm just saying that if you need to move to cover so you get a clearer angle, you know. Because then they're coming from behind
am
you.
Am I behind?
Cover you're behind is.
You're not in cover to them.
Okay, I will move to cover, if possible. Okay. And I had a whatever. Well, do my degrees of success actually count for the missile, right?
Yeah, it's just based on the blast, the devastating, and the base hit, and the explosive. So a blast 8 thing
like
does a
eight.
Base damage of 8, does an extra 1 for being explosive, and then the devastating factor's in there somehow, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
But yeah,
devastating 1, blast 8.
Yeah, you made a big mess.
I taught them a serious lesson in screwing
Indeed.
With my work. I put a lot of effort into that.
Right. Brother Zada.
Okay, how close are the two elites now, or the one elite?
Oh, Zada?
Yeah.
Would you mind delaying until my turn? I have a plan.
No problem.
Okay.
I have to draw, I'm going to draw both weapons anyway, so.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Well, that's a free action, so you still have a full action to use.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Lucian?
Brother Lucian calls Furious Charge. I'm going to drop the dig-in squad action and initiate Furious Charge. Me and anybody within 30 meters of me who wants to can charge the elite as a free action. So I'm going to charge him, and I would invite Brother Zeta to join me.
And that's going to cost you some cohesion.
3 cohesion. We're down to 5.
Okay.
I got an 18 on my charge attack.
I got a 15. Okay.
Holy crap.
I'm not quite Righteous Fury still.
He sidesteps Brother Lucian.
That's fine. This is just phase 1.
Okay. Yeah, you can roll your damage, Brother Zada.
Okay, that was rolling against 120, by the way, in case it matters.
Yeah, degrees of success don't matter for melee.
Yeah. Get a bonus for charge.
And you said you rolled a 16?
Yeah, for my... I just rolled a 9 for my damage plus...
Remember, it's tearing. You roll twice.
Roll 2 dice.
Does that frenzy you set off do anything?
Well, next, yeah, the other
plus
one's
1
two,
to damage.
So.
Nice.
The other one 2, so it didn't really matter much. The damage is plus 17 because of the frenzy. So altogether, plus... that's only 1. That's 27 damage.
And the penetration on your sword?
Yeah, there is, I thought it was 5, but I'll double check.
I'm checking now.
No, it's 4.
So 17 on penetration 4?
I'm sorry,
you said 27 on penetration 4.
Right.
Ouch. Okay. You savagely cut into his ribcage. And the chain teeth bite in, and he shrieks.
That feels good. Okay, now it's time for our actual turns, because that was free action.
Yeah, that's true.
So, on my next attack... Oh! Oh! I'm praying for this and everything. Let me try and add this up. Okay, base of 55, I hate Tyranids, I hunt aliens, I've got a bonus from killing things, and I was okay, yes, I still do attack. I got a 93, but I still hit on my full auto attack. So
Max.
You swing into his body from the other side.
Oh, wait, the gang up bonus, yeah, that applies. Okay, so that's going to be 18 on pen 4.
Okay. You chew into the body from the other side. He screams a lot.
Okay, Zeta, your turn.
Yep, now you can take your regular turn.
See how well
I can
do the math.
Squad mode is awesome.
It is. That's why I researched this, man.
I have 2 weapons in my hands, and I'm using Swift Attack, so that gives me 3 attacks.
3 attacks at minus 10.
Right, so I rolled a 19, a 57, and an 11.
But you're really attacking against your regular weapon skill, because you get there. Yeah, the 3 attacks at minus 10, but you've got plus 10 from the oath, so it's just straight weapon skill.
And he's got plus 10 from gang up, and he's got plus 10 from his frenzy.
Okay.
Right, so they all hit. The first roll, first 2 rolls, one of them was a 10.
Roll again.
So, roll again, right.
Oh, yeah. Auto-confirm on Xenos.
Okay.
And what were the rolls to hit?
A 19, a 57, and an 11.
Okay.
So they all...
That's a leg.
Left leg. Right leg.
Body. Yeah. And the 57, that's body.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right leg.
Oh, really?
He said 57, so it's a 75.
Oh, 75, yeah, you're right.
All right, so the first roll was 10 plus 4, 14, I assume. Plus additional 17. Second roll. 5 plus another 17. And the third one, the regular sword. It only has a penetration of 2, the last one, the knife.
The knife. Okay.
Rolled another 10.
Okay.
But you run faster with it.
17 plus 17.
You rev the chainsword, spin it expertly in your hands, you cut off his left leg, you cut off his right leg, and then you bury the combat knife in his skull. He's dead.
Awesome.
All right. Let's wave our chainswords in the air for a minute before we go help the others.
Brother Sephron and Bro Gregor, you watched the Team Chainsword dispatch the last elite. There is a Termagant horde behind you. What would you like to do?
I'd like to shoot it.
Your assistance is requested.
So I'm rolling against 120 again.
Yeah.
Oh, 93.
Okay. It's not enough to jam. Okay.
Thoroughly.
All right, so that's 2 degrees.
Against the horde, it doesn't matter though, right?
No, the degrees do. I just don't need
I don't to have roll to roll anything.
Okay. Excellent. You chew up some termagants. Brother Gregor.
I will also fire full auto into the horde. So, plus 10. Plus, is it a plus 20 for the horde?
Not anymore.
What is it?
Nothing now.
Okay.
Too many of them are dead. Their magnitude's been reduced.
2 degrees of success.
For your full auto?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There are Tyranids swarming everywhere. There's at least 3 more hordes headed this way.
Oh, this is new.
The sentry guns to the south have engaged. There are troopers in PDF troopers manning the Chimera guns. They're firing. You guys are working to great effect, but it seems for every Tyranid you slay, 2 more pop out and take its place. You are being inexorably pushed back into cover, back closer towards the platform. Okay, what would you like to do? We're going to call this a target-rich environment.
Roll your attack rolls, kill something.
Yeah, much.
There are more elites coming from the south. Actually, as you watch, the sentry guns are overwhelmed by 2 more elites. The servitors, nobody dies in that. The sentry guns are just bypassed, knocked
it's
over.
Not like servitors die or anything. I mean, this...
They used to be human. Not anymore.
Yeah, used to be.
There are 2 termagant hordes that have pushed their way east. They're surrounding that second fuel truck. In fact, you hear chewing noises from the north as if something is trying to break through the
train
barricade.
I'm sure that's not important.
Well, I'll take if the trucks are swarm the last Promethean truck, I'll take a shot at that then.
Okay,
roll your back up the top.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
What is there for?
Ooh, 12 against what's the bonus for just shooting at the truck? I mean,
immovable for a non-moving target.
I don't think it matters. I'm rolling against 55. Full auto is a plus 20. The bolter is another 10.
What'd you roll?
Let's see. I rolled a 12.
Yeah, it blows up.
Yeah.
Boom. The horde is kept at bay for a little longer, but like I said, you blow that up. It's a flaming spot that the aliens have to take longer to move around. This is quickly becoming an untenable position. Brother Zahariel, what would you like to do?
Do I have a sense of time as far as the ETA from the evac?
You have kind of lost track of time. You could attempt to.
Yeah.
You could attempt to vox him and find out.
Oh, you guys wanted us to do that now? Oh, sorry. Oh.
What type of action would that be?
To use the vox.
Or is that a free?
It's free.
Yeah. I will try to communicate and get an updated ETA.
Okay. You receive nothing but static.
Shit.
Oh, damn. This is going to be a catchphrase appropriate moment. Come on, we've got to think of something badass to say.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
They have
kiss your
comfort.
Ass goodbye.
That wasn't really what I was going for there, brother.
Game over, man. Game over.
I was thinking more something along the lines of strike from the sky, brothers. Or, you know, something positive.
The Hormagon horde has swarmed the furthest out of the Chimera transports and flipped it on its side.
At this point,
PDF troopers who are manning it, you watch in horror as they are eaten alive.
I will, when it comes to my chance, I will call for regroup.
And
I think at this point, I would be tactically retreating up to the top.
Stay where you are. That's the whole point of regroup. Basically, lets you run away for free.
Oh, okay.
If my turn comes up, I'm going to call for a regroup so everybody retreats.
Okay. I guess
anybody can. I mean,
against.
Oh yeah, anybody can call in a regroup.
If you want to call the regroup,
can call tactics.
You can do that too. Anybody can.
As a player,
you know
I would.
That,
as a.
If you know he's going to do that, or you're thinking he might do that, you could try and buy some time by lobbing a couple more frag missiles or something.
Yeah. See, the reason I was going to do it is because I'm one of the less effective guys at destruction, and you could use your actions to blow guys up. So it's a full action.
Well, also, I guess Dark Angels don't actually ever back down and tend to just stay planted. So I guess he will fire at the closest horde.
I got into a massive argument with my brother about that, actually. Apparently, Dark Angels run away all the time, according to him.
What?
Dark Angels or Dark Angel player?
I know it says that in the book, but apparently in the 40K game, they are very different than they're presented in the book.
Interesting.
They're actual, if you read their chapter codex, it talks about how they, will leave fights all the time because they're so secretive. Like, they have a specific goal, and they don't give a shit about anybody else. Like, when they finish whatever it is they're doing, they just leave.
Actually, that much is consistent with what I read in the Death Watch book, that their motivations
are... Yeah, it's just that they...
But they do not like...
Their own motivation.
Yeah.
But they won't give up a position if it's indirect,
Yeah.
If they're trying to achieve their goal, they'll stand their ground. But
I know. My brother's just an ass. So.
Roll a ballistics test.
All right.
Let's see if you can miss. Miss the courtyard full of guys.
I believe I did. 92 out of 85.
You blow up the sentry.
Unless I have a bigger...
You blow up the sentry gun that the elites just took over and take them down with it. A little retribution.
That'll show them for losing that position. Stupid servitors.
Anyway.
I love the irony of the tech marine blowing up the servitors, by the way. That's delightful.
Well, he was aiming for the... he did fail his role. He was aiming for the elites.
There, they won't consume that biomass. Mission accomplished. Back up, guys.
His only comment is, "Oops."
The 4 ounces that are left in a servitor. Yeah. Okay. That leaves us with brother Zada.
Zeta could be a little bit of trouble. Would you consider the frenzy ending when he defeated those three, or is it still going on?
No, it lasts around. I would say that it ended with you and. You and Brother Lucian clinking bloody chainswords.
Oh, that's good, because it said it didn't end until the battle's over, so I wasn't sure what classified as a battle. So.
No, that's fine.
Well, that was the conflict,
Because he can't retreat if otherwise.
Well, you know what? Well, let's do that a little differently then. Roll a willpower test.
Oh, no.
That's not good. Let me see what my willpower is. That's not too bad, actually. Oh, yeah. I got a 1.
Okay.
Against the 40.
Yeah. You have absolutely no trouble bringing the Red Thirst under control.
Well, this is a talent. This isn't the Red Thirst.
I know that, but the Red Thirst is a it's a thing that Blood Angels have, and I assume that the Red Thirst is what drives your blood frenzy.
Okay.
Yeah, it compels you to drink their blood.
It can. But there are varying degrees.
I know. That's what I love the enchanted rules in this system.
You're gonna retreat to cover.
Find cover. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem at all, Brother Lucian.
I'm gonna call for retreat. I take up a position back by the platform and call for regroup. So everybody can move twice their agility bonus, twice their movement speed, in whatever direction they want, and I would suggest you move in the direction of the platform.
Agreed.
So, basically, pull back.
You're all close enough where you can retreat to the top of the platform with that maneuver. All
right. We will retreat to the top of the platform, then, as a crew.
Cool.
Fighting retreat, gentlemen. Fighting retreat.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course, you're covering each other, you snap off bolter shots and pop Tyranid heads.
Oh, there's times like this that I really, really wish we had a suspensor for that heavy bolter.
So do I. Half action full auto.
Exactly. And move while shooting.
Yeah.
Over the noise
from Team Fortress.
Over the explosions, the noise of battle, and the hiss of the swarm as it presses on you from all sides, you can barely hear the faint whine of lifter engines. Suddenly, out of the darkening sky, two vulture gunships scream overhead and unleash a torrent of missiles into the Tyranid swarm. They light up the edge of the landing zone like Christmas in a curtain of flame. And just a moment later, three more Valkyries appear out of the gloom. There are gunners manning heavy bolters in the doors, and they hammer the swarm back with sustained bolter fire. The first one touches down, and an enormous human in stormtrooper carapace armor hops down, snaps off a salute, and says, "Captain Grayson reporting. Sir, anybody need a lift?"
So get it's these civilians line, out of here.
It's a pretty good line, Grayson. Everybody on the boat.
The remaining Valkyries land, and stormtroopers hop out and take covering positions to keep the swarm at bay. Other crew members usher the citizens on board. They're loaded up in a matter of about 5 minutes. And like clockwork, the stormtroopers climb back onto their Valkyries. Are you going to evacuate?
Yeah, I'd say as team leader, I'm going to make the tactical decision to evacuate.
Okay. You guys climb on the lead Valkyrie with Captain Grayson. He is the last one aboard, and the Valkyrie takes off, and you fly south over the city. Fly south out of the city and into a mountain range. You reach a secondary LZ where there is an enormous Imperial shuttle. The Valkyries land. You are transferred to the shuttle, and with a thump and a hiss, the shuttle breaks the Earth's surface and makes orbit. The magnitude of the Tyranid invasion is easily apparent this high up. The entire northern horizon is dominated by the spore cloud. You can see it falling and spreading outward, slowly but surely engulfing Avalos.
Goddamn bugs.
Well, not sure how to call this one, guys.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.